Okay.
Okay, we can go ahead and make it. Thank you. Okay. We'd like to welcome everyone here to the regular scheduled town council meeting, Tony. And we'll have the invocation. Y'all bow your heads, please. God, we thank you for the opportunity to gather here. Bless each person present. We pray that this meeting is successful, productive, and blessed. Guide us during our discussions. Give us wisdom concerning the issues that we face. We give you the glory for all good things that we accomplish here today. Amen. Let's pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, first item of business is the public hearing number one. We have conducted, or we're going to conduct this to include public comment, revised proposed amendment to Chapter 19, Zoning Article 4, Supplemental District Regulations, Sections 321-5, prerequisite to construction, demolition, remodeling of impervious surfaces. And this hearing was posted on the town hall at 8/29/12 and advertised in the Island Gazette on 8/29/12 and 9/15/12. I'm now opening the hearing. All right, public comments. Well, we'll take a couple of minutes.
I make a motion to close the public hearing.
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Okay. Public hearing number two, to receive public comments regarding proposed amendments to Chapter 19, Zoning, Article 4, Supplemental District Regulations, Sections 19-332.5, roof pitch. Notice of this hearing is posted on Town Hall 8/29/12 and advertised in the Island Gazette 8/29/12 and 9/5/12. And I'd like to open this public hearing. Public comments.
Make a motion to close the public hearing.
I'll sit back this one. Just
it's moving along.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you. Closing of the public hearing. Recognition of awards. Have none. Approval of the consent agenda. Anybody have anything they'd like to add? Do I have a motion?
Make a motion to approve the consent agenda as is.
A second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Adoption of the agenda.
I have one.
You're going to, okay.
Issue.
issue.
We have me under old business for the Greenway, and we have Steve Shuttleworth under new business on the Greenway. They're both the same exact thing, and if he gets here by then, I'd like for him to go first, so if you could move him up there, we can even do the foot wash before us if he isn't here yet.
Well, excuse me, we can do the foot wash, but they have had a conflict in their timing for a public hearing. It was supposed to be at 5 o'clock, but advertised at 6:30, so they're going to meet then and come down here.
Okay.
Okay,
so
it'll have to be last. Right?
Sure.
Okay. That's fine. Maybe you want to just delete or the...
Yeah, just put it the last thing on the agenda.
We'll just let Emily say a couple words.
And if we've adjourned by then, I can tell you what he was going to say.
Okay. I have a motion to accept.
I'll make a motion to adopt the agenda with the changes.
Second. I'll second.
All in favor of saying aye.
Aye.
Okay. Discussion for consideration of presentations to council. Victor Blackburn, you're going to present the audit. And you have a helper.
Okay. Here we go with that laptop.
Ooh.
Mr. Mayor, can I go over there and watch the presentation?
If Chuck will slide over.
I'll stand up. Okay.
Okay.
Can't we just approve the presentation and go away?
No.
Okay.
Man, it's not going to work. Don't get ruffled, Arlen.
Oh, Arlen never gets ruffled. Never.
You ready, Arlen?
Wait for it to come up.
I believe all of you have been presented with a draft of the financial statements that, for the audit that we prepared this year for the town. It's still in draft mode just because of the timing of the audit. To the timing of this meeting, we wanted to go ahead and present it to this meeting, and subsequent to this meeting, we'll be presenting it to the local government commission for final issuance. And so, you know, next couple of weeks will be the final portion of this draft will be presented to the state to comply with our contract with the town and your reporting requirements with the state of North Carolina. But overall, what I wanted to discuss to you tonight is kind of present the talk about the net assets of the town of Kerr Beach. And the net assets, in a brief definition, is the what's left over when you take the assets of the town less the liabilities of the town. And what is left over is represented by net assets. And the financial statements are presented in two components. One is the governmental activities, which is presented in the kind of the red or burgundy color, and then the business type activities, which is in the blue. The governmental activities of the town is basically the general fund and the capital project fund of the town, while the business type activities is basically the water and sewer activities of the town. And you have to treat them, yet there's in this presentation, they're on the same basis of accounting, but they're two different ways of generating revenues, so you're required under the accounting standards to present them in this format as a governmental activity and a business type activity. So as you can see, over the past couple of years, the governmental funds, governmental activities, increase from $3.8 million in 2010 up to $4.7 million in 2012. And the business type activity increased from basically $5.7 million up to about $5.8 million. This slide here is, Arlen, can you go back one? This slide is a more detailed breakdown of the governmental activities net assets. What you have here is how that net assets is breaking down or segregated. And the biggest portion of the net assets of the governmental activities is what are considered capital assets less any related debt. So this is the net value of the assets, the capital assets that the town owns. And then you have that's represented in the blue, which is in the burgundy color, is the restricted. That's the amount of net assets that are restricted for a specific purpose. That could be money related to power bill funds, unspent power bill funds, or contributions made by corporations or individuals for a specific purpose that hasn't been completed yet by year end by the town. And the biggest portion that you want to focus on is in the green area, which is the unrestricted. which is at 2012 is $1.3 million. That means that's the money that is available for the town council to use for whatever they deem appropriate for citizens of the town. There's no, you know, there's no restrictions or no inability to generate actual cash for the to cover expenditures or to do certain things that are deemed appropriate by the town council. And as you can see, you know, these amounts have remained fairly steady for the past couple of years, and the restricted amount has increased from 2010 to 2012 just because we got some new money and some designations made by the board. And really what has happened between 2010 and 2011, there was a change, accounting change, in the way we assigned net assets. And that was the primary impact between 2010 and 2011. The next slide is a more detailed breakdown of the business type activities and net assets, and which doesn't really look unusual because the water and sewer fund is very heavily, the majority of their assets are the capital assets of, you know, which is the plant as well as the water lines and the sewer lines running underneath the streets of the town. So you can see a major component of their net assets is this capital assets net of related debt. And you still, but you still have a solid $1.1 million of unrestricted net assets that can be used for future capital projects needed, you know, to upgrade water sewer lines or anything like that, or to cover certain liabilities if necessary. The next slide is what is a kind of a breakdown of the general fund and the capital projects, but it also covers power bill funds and stormwater assigned funds of the governmental funds fund balance. And you can kind of see that between 2011 and 2012, there's been some things going on that we didn't have in 2011, such as the town council voted to take about $15,000 of the net of the fund balance and use for future expenditures on the Carolina Beach Inlet dredging. There's also the police department had received some funds for asset forfeitures. What you see there is the $15,000 is unspent at year end, and the reason it's restricted is because the police department can only use that fund, those funds, for certain purposes, such as purchasing bulletproof vests or certain training that they were able to use for. They just can't use it to pay their salaries or anything like that. And then the restricted other was a contribution to put on a program, an educational program at the Ocean Park when it gets completed. And that's, you know, wasn't completed by year end, so that's why that's showing up as a restricted fund balance. And next year, hopefully that program will be put on and that money will go away. You also, you know, have money is set aside for stormwater issues. You know, you have that we pulled out of fund balance as a separate line item, and then you got the state statute is an amount calculated based off of the year-end amounts that has to be set aside. It is primarily assets less liabilities that can't really be liquidated to cover obligations of the town in a fashion of about 60 days or something like that. So we have to do this calculation to set that aside so you can't appropriate it for future expenditures. And then at the bottom, the restricted streets, that's the unspent power bill funds. So again, if you look at, you know, the unassigned portion of the fund balance for the general capital projects, is about $1.2 million. And that's the amount of money that you can use to appropriate for 2012-2013 expenditure or keeping a reserve to cover expenditures, unexpected expenditures and things like that. The next breakdown is kind of a budget versus actual comparison of the general fund. As you can see, we had some positive variances where we collected a little bit more money than we budgeted for revenues. We were diligent in our expenditures and didn't have to make certain unexpected expenditures that we kind of budgeted for contingency purposes. So we had a positive variance in our expenditures. And the other financing sources, that what that is some installments, purchases, basically debt that we incurred to acquire capital outlay, but we didn't borrow as much as we budgeted, so that's actually a good thing, if you want to say that. But we came down to where we increased the fund balance for the general fund by about $530,000, and it was just, you know, primarily that we were diligent in how we spent the town's monies. So. And I think the last slide is a kind of a summary of the water and sewer funds. You know, as you can see that we were able to bill about $1.5 million in operating revenues to cover about $1.4 million in operating expenses. And we had some non-operating expenses of 27. So, in a sense, what you're trying to do is break even here in the water and sewer fund. You did a pretty good job where you did have a little excess of 28, but you can never get to zero, but that's about as good as you can to get to zero when you're trying to budget for to cover the operating expenses and those other charges necessary to run the water and sewer fund for the town. So I think that's the last slide that I wanted to present to you. Again, I believe you have the financial statements for a couple of days. Is there any questions or comments that I need to address at this time?
So how many towns does your company, small towns like Curie be similar, did your company work with?
Well, I currently have one other town. Okay. It's not quite as big as Curie Beach right now, but I've been in public accounting for over 20 years, and pretty much 18 of that 20 years have been working with various size cities. Smaller Curie Beach and some way bigger.
So just general, I know this is a question accountants don't like to answer, but how is the town doing in managing its finances in general? Not the required language of the report, but you've seen 18 years of towns, how are we doing?
If you think about the your requirements, I believe your requirements to have about 33-34% of your fund balance unassigned, set aside to cover about 4 months worth of expenditures if something happened. And I think you're right at that. You're a little bit above that. So in that sense, you're doing what you need to. That's a little bit higher than some other places, but looking at where you're at on the beach, that's probably a prudent way of looking at it, because if a major storm comes through, you're going to need that reserve to probably have, run the town functions. Other areas, when I look at audit, there's other things that we have to look at. We have to look at the internal control structure of the organization, and we test for those controls. If there were any issues related to the internal controls in the way they were designed or operated, we would be required to present a written communication to those in charge of government, basically this board. We didn't have any of those issues this year. When we came in, the information was ready for us. It was complete and accurate. We didn't have any entries that we had to make because of our audit. That's what we like to see, you know, because that gives us comfort that the information that you're receiving on a monthly basis is just good. You know, it'd be kind of, concerning to me if I was sitting in your seat that I was looking at 11 months worth of information or even 12 months by the time the audit is, and there's a big difference between what I was presented and to what is finally issued to the public. We didn't come across any of that kind of stuff. So that tells me that the way you have it set up here, structure-wise, is solid, and that it's working the way it should be, the way it's designed.
Okay. So. Another question, sir.
Turn the line on, yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Craig, yeah.
If I can ask a question. Do you see any unhealthy financial ratios in there that Tom ought to be worried about?
No, sir. As part of planning for the audit or getting, we were required to plan the audit. We sit down with the management team of the town, and we talk about things that are going on. And we're just not talking about the current year, but we're also talking about the future in parts of it. And I really believe that your management team isn't just thinking about what has happened in the past 12 months. They're thinking ahead. I noticed that you based off of your budget that you approved for the upcoming year, there was the sewer rate increase. Well, that tells me that your management team is thinking about future replacements. There's a lot of towns that, because of the economy, hasn't done that. Now it's been 4 or 5 years that the economy really hasn't turned around. Those water and sewer systems are failing. They don't have the reserve to go out and replace those like you're building up right now. They're going to have to go borrow debt, and to be honest with you, even in the governmental arena, it's getting more difficult for governmentals to borrow debt. So it tells me that you're progressive in thinking ahead and making sure that you're doing steps now, that you're not having surprises, 3, 4, 5 years down the road.
Okay, that was a good answer, but my specific question was, I know these guys do a great job. I was just wondering if you noticed anything that was unhealthy, that you saw that maybe needs a little different set of attention or something. That's all.
No, sir. I mean, as part of the planning process, we think about that. We design certain tests. So if things like your debt, one of the things that with your debt, you have certain covenants that you have to do. And we would test those covenants. That's because that's a risky area for us. Any of those things like that we identified in all, nothing came up through our test and that was all for us.
That's good news.
Any other questions? Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, for that me.
Discussion and consideration of committee business. Chuck, is this your authorization for 75?
One of the committees.
Okay, you want to say anything about it?
No.
Okay.
Pretty self-explanatory.
Is there anybody?
Dean,
did you skip anyone presenting the council?
They didn't. Had the others signed up.
I'm sorry.
There's a beaver cleanup coming up in a week or two, and they want to provide supplies for them, and bags and and things like that. So $75 will cover. So they're just asking for $75 out of committee budget to do that.
I'd like to make a motion to authorize the $75 to be spent from the committee budget to purchase the supplies and drinks for the beach suite to be held September 29th.
I'd second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Discussion and consideration of department head business, administration, and finance. Yes. Building department.
One thing real quick, Mr. Mayor. Property at 409 F Avenue has received numerous complaints over the last couple of years about being overgrown and unkempt. Received complaints from two of the three surrounding properties more than once over the last couple of years. I have sent the property owner letters before. He has cleaned it up sometimes here and there, not too much. The adjoining properties have actually taken it upon themselves for the last couple of years to do a lot of the work themselves as far as just trying to keep the brush off from growing up onto their property. Last week I sent a letter to the property owner, once again, asking him to clean up his property and gave him 15 days to do it, pursuant to town ordinance. He received that letter on the 14th by certified mail. The way our ordinance reads, section 11-18, I'm supposed to come to council requesting your permission to take action to have this lot cleaned up. I know it's not going to be cleaned up. I know the property owner is going to argue with me over it and yet again do nothing to rectify the situation. And so I'm asking for your permission to clean up the lot once 15 days has passed.
Can we just contract that out and then you send me a bill?
Yes, sir. And y'all give me a wide latitude on that over the last couple of years. Just if he's done, just do it. And I've done so. And I'll come to you this time because I know he's going to be coming to you.
Are you going, do you want to mow all the property or are you just going to cut back 10 or 15 feet around the house?
I'm going to cut back 10 or 15 feet and let it be. The lot was cleared around 10 or 15 years ago and I've got pictures to prove it. And the way the ordinance states, once you clear a lot, you're supposed to maintain it.
It had several things were dumped on it over the years, too.
At one time, they had started to build a house.
I'd like to make a motion that we give our building inspector the latitude to pursue this according to our ordinances.
I second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Thank you.
Just a question. Does it change anything? Do you have been writing from the complaints so when it comes, you can forward them to us?
Yes, sir. Okay. Well, no, sir. I do not have to let complaints in writing.
Okay.
I can get one very quickly.
I was just asking. Right.
Anyone else? This complaint's been going on for at least 5 years.
I'm surprised you hadn't been stopped. And
you have photographs, though.
I have photographs of the lot prior to it being grown over.
Yeah, okay, because you live down there. So.
Yeah, no, that's what I was trying to think.
Okay. Yeah.
That's fine.
Thanks, Sean. Police Department, Public Works.
I have one short, just some information. It's time for our 10-year update on our solid waste plan. What's been done here lately is, last 10 years ago, matter of fact, I've seen that long. The Beach Town, City, Wilmington, Grand County all did it together. Made more sense back then. I basically put together all the information and sent it into the county for that to be added to theirs with the understanding that the town council of Fury Beach is going to have to take a look at it. I have a condensed a version of that y'all can take a look at with some highlights and stuff. And of course, the biggest thing is going to be the incinerator. I mean, that's the big thing and the cost and what it's going to cost us in the future to take care of our solid waste. So that's something that I'll need to be. I'll get it in your boxes so y'all can kind of take a look and you can ask me questions and I'll ask them questions and we'll go from there.
When does it have to be approved by son?
I have the schedule in with probably be first of next week, I'll have that scheduled, and it'll show if we have to pass a resolution, the town council does, to okay, and so I made sure they understood what, you know, y'all would have to take a look.
Did the action that the county commissioners just took affect this?
Yeah. Last night, they announced a contract for the center.
Will you have to do a couple of scenarios according to what the county decides?
This is all this is going to be the county's thing. You know, this is what the county, and basically the what they did last night is going to pretty much, and you know, take care of that.
Simplify
the thing because
the flow rate and all that stuff is, I thought, crazy, but anyway.
Well,
and so we don't have any concerns they're going to miss the deadline, right? And if there's there any penalties if we miss the deadline?
Well, they're not going to miss the deadline,
right.
Number one. But even if we found out they were going to miss the deadline, you know, we can put together something to get it to the state and be okay.
So okay.
I pretty much got most of the information in.
Yes, so. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Discussion and consideration of old business. Item number one, consideration of adoption of proposed amendment to Chapter 19 Zoning, Article 4, Supplemental District Regulations, Section 321-5, prerequisite to construction, demolition, excuse me, remodeling and impervious surfaces. We didn't have any
comments. Can we ask a question?
Yes.
So did the person that had the concerns the last time this went around, he knows we changed it and he's okay, or he just dropped off?
I've heard from
him. Okay. I just wondered.
I have to
go
follow. I sent him the changes.
Okay.
Didn't bring it
back. So we sent it to him, but we don't know. Okay. That's the only question, sir.
Any other questions?
No. Do you have anything to say?
You recommend us passing it?
Yes, sir. This is clarifying the ordinance.
Okay.
That's all we're trying to do with this.
I'll make a motion to pass the ordinance as proposed.
Second. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Consideration of adoption of proposed amendment to Chapter 19 Zoning, Article 4, Supplemental District Regulations, Section 19-332.5, roof pitch. Didn't have any.
I'll make a motion to adopt a proposed amendment.
So, are there lots of people looking for this one? Do you know?
It was actually
one
of our builders on PNZ.
Okay.
And we knew it was going to be an issue with the new building code.
Yep.
But it hasn't been yet.
Okay.
This is,
you have two houses on the ocean front, John, that have those inverted roof lines. Does this affect those? You know, the two contemporaries, one down, one to the south end, one to the north end?
Would it affect them?
No, did it? Did this have anything to do with those?
No.
Okay.
I mean,
they
can make them flatter now.
It's just, right. Yeah.
Well, that was an alternative for roof design, period.
Yeah, yes. It was strange looking, but anyway.
The reason we put this ordinance into effect was we didn't want to see any flat roofs in our residential houses.
Okay. Yep.
That was all the purpose behind this ordinance.
Mm-hmm. I'll second Chuck's motion.
Okay, go ahead.
Second Chuck's motion.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Did you get that, Nancy? All right, I'm going to turn this one over to Chuck. Since he was instrumental in it last time.
Arlen, have we heard anything on the $240?
Not a word.
Do we know he got it?
Well, he got it. He got this money.
Well, I know, but I meant the actual bill that we sent out. Do we know? I'm assuming he should know.
He was told the last meeting.
Yes. No, it's already right here. Hold on a second. Black and white.
Okay.
You said your black and white set.
Yep. U.S. Postal Service.
You made a motion.
Did not send it. I didn't receive or anything.
Let him read it.
You made a motion.
He's on the roll.
For the approval, if based on the contingent of paying the $240 fee over to the town.
Agree.
Which hasn't happened. So it's already in black and white, but we don't have a choice.
Sure. I'm fine with it.
I make a motion that we do not issue the permit.
I'll second. Sorry I didn't do it last time.
Third.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Can I get some clarity on this? What? He pays the $240, are we issuing the permit?
Come back to council.
He missed his deadlines for everything.
Okay.
So, but so discussion now? No, he's did everything. Discussion? So, at the last meeting, no, I'm fine with what we just did. I'm just asking the council a question, right? So, at the last meeting, we said there were three other options if we didn't give them a permit. One was to just not have an event like that next year. One was to find a charitable organization to lead a similar event. And one was to find a business organization to lead a similar event. Is it council's desire that we do something at all? Do we send a note out to the 77 people now that have sent us saying, sorry, we're not doing it? It's a question. I think we should talk about it, right?
Well, I let me comment on that because I've been kind of indirectly involved in what he does over four states. And my son has been involved in helping to set them up and running in them. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot more complicated than just having a nonprofit put on a race or even a business. There's a lot involved as far as certifying everybody who's in there. Some of them are running this race in order to be qualified for, like, the Ironman in Hawaii.
Oh, no, I wasn't proposing it be certified.
Because there are a lot of people, those people are not going to come if they don't get some sort of certification.
And I'm fine with that.
Running it. So if it's just a simple one, and I mean, because, you know, the tracking for the timing and everything, they wear those bracelets, so mm-hmm. you know the second they leave and the second they get in. And
Step Up for Soldiers is doing that October 6th. They do all the tracking and everything.
Okay.
So that's a charitable organization that's done two races this year. Mm-hmm. And, yes, sir. I'm running the one October 6th. And if you look, I found six of his competitors. I'm sure any of them will be glad to do it in his hometown. Okay. So that's why I'm asking council.
I just want to be sure you mm-hmm. understand.
So you already have all places that you can check.
Oh, no. I think
I've been contacted by another charity, too, that may be interested in it. So,
I guess the question is, do we let the him continue to say, hey, the town's dumped this, or do we make an alternative? Do we want to get involved, right? So we have a recreation committee, we have a marketing committee, we have at least two charities that are interested. I'm sure if we solicited. My concern is, one, we need the lawyer to tell us what we can and can't do, I think, because I don't want him to sue us next year after we do something. And then two, we got to decide, do we want to get involved in that or not? I'm not proposing we do or not. I'm asking the council, we should discuss it, because you got to decide in the next month or so to start working it, because it is, I agree with you, it's a complex issue, right? And I think for the council, October 6th, Step Up for Soldiers is doing one at the airport. You can go see, if you want to see one, to see how they do. October 6th, it's a Saturday.
And they have in the triathlon, they have
It's the combat mud run.
Yeah, mud run, there you go.
But, okay, it's even more complex because there's 22 obstacles as opposed to just run from here, swim from here, bike from here.
Well, there's one going on in Whitefield, what, this weekend?
That's probably by him, right? Step Up for Soldiers to swim. Peer-to-peer was this past weekend.
Never done that one, right?
The peer-to-peer was this past weekend.
If it's the regular annual Wrightsville one, then Step Up is doing it, but he...
No. I don't know. They didn't say stuff.
Set up is doing it. Now, that doesn't mean that Bill Scott is out there doing it, because he has assistants in each one of the four states who do all the work for him.
He doesn't do it under a different company.
No, except in Cherry Beach. That is the only one he does himself. But I'd like to see us turn it over to the Recreation Committee and have them report back to us on all the details of just turning it over to another organization to do the same exact thing and have the
Well, we got to see how close it can be, right? So I think we have to look at, I know we can use the name Cherry Beach, but we can't say Double Sprint Triathlon, probably for sure. I don't know if it can be exactly the same format or not. They may have trademarked that or something. I don't want us to get in a lawsuit next year.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Can I ask a few questions? Is part of the Recreation Committee.
Stand up.
Can we reject it?
Come up here.
Correct.
Craig Polizinski.
Yeah.
Parks and Rec Committee.
Good. Glad you're here. Glad you're coming.
Thank you. Did we reject his permit, or did we just not approve his permit? I'm just trying to. Is, well, no, it isn't.
No, rejected means he can't come back and ask again.
Rejected for non-payment.
That's what you asked, right?
Rejected for non-payment.
Rejected for non-payment. But you reviewed his application, and it's okay. If he had paid the $240, you'd have approved it.
That's right.
There are no other issues with his application.
No.
Yeah, I don't know if that's true either. Because of last month's meeting, I don't know if that's true.
We didn't have a choice. We didn't go to that step. That's the second step. We didn't have to get there.
So I think it's been rejected for non-payment.
That's right.
Then my second question would be, just because I anticipate there's going to be a couple questions coming back.
Oh, yeah.
Is how long did he have an invoice? We send the invoice. I mean, I knew it was coming, but did he have a reasonable amount of time to pay the invoice? Well, did he have 3 days or 3 months?
He had the first one since June.
First one since June. He contested that. That was re-reviewed, right?
The second or third one went out at the beginning of August. Like August 2nd.
That's plenty
of time. His final one went out at August 20th, the day after the last council meeting. Asking for
22nd.
Payment. Yes, asking for payment by August 31st.
Okay.
And
so I understand.
It's good. We want you to understand, right? Because I agree we're going to get plenty of questions.
Yeah.
In plenty of ways, right?
Okay.
Thanks. So I guess the question is, Emily proposed it. Is it council's consensus that the rec committee look at this and come back at the next meeting with a recommendation?
Well, I think
I would love to see it put out that we no longer, it's a vacancy, and we have these other people come to us,
correct,
and present that they want to do it.
Yep.
And it can be, go through them, but that's, I'd like to see it done that way rather than us going out and trying to find them. Let's put it out there, hey, we want to have one. We want someone to bid on it.
And I mean, that's what I'm asking, do we want to have one? Because we don't make money on it. Well, I guess the marketing committee would say we bring people in town. If you listen to Mr. Scott's vocal minority, they would say that we make millions on it, which I would disagree with, but just from talking with the business owners. But it is, so is that kind of where we're at, right?
We could present it that way.
That's right.
They're going to have to decide.
We'd like
to
make money. We'd like to know
what we can get out of it. I mean,
Craig,
that should come with the back and forth.
Yes, your guys feel okay with us letting you present an alternative to it, so.
Am I okay with that? Yeah, if you want us to go do that, we will go ahead and take that action and begin that process.
Oh, okay.
Could I clarify?
Be that the town not get involved in it.
Right.
They want to come to the town council, what people call the organization.
Right.
That is a proprietary function, not a governmental function.
That's why I just asked Craig if he would be okay with them coming to him. If they want to, yeah, we'll just put it out in the air.
It's the same thing as parking. When you wanted parking, you put a notice out, and all the parking people came in and presented it to the council here.
Right. So
like Chuck said, that's exactly how you should do it. Put it in the paper, let them come up with a package that we, as a town of Cary Beach, would like.
Yeah, well, that's what I was asking the council. Does the council want to do that or not? Do we want to have someone come in and do it next year or not?
Well, we want... I personally would like to, you know, see one go on.
Okay.
But I think our question is, do we want them to all come to the council like parking people did, or do we want them to go through the recreation committee and have them recommend one or two to come to the council?
That's a great question. I don't know.
I think let them go through the recreation and parks committee and let them filter through them and see which one's a notable charitable organization that wants to put on an event to raise money. That's what we should do.
And even if you narrowed it down to like two.
Two or three, yeah. That'd be fine.
And we want to restrict it to once a year.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Let's see what people propose. So then the second question is, do we want to try to deconflict with Mr. Scott or not? Right, so we're going to play nice or not? Because that's the second question is, you know, you can be bad about it and schedule it the exact same weekend as where he puts his replacement at, or you can play nice and have it deconflicted.
I think we need to watch that. Like last time, we had something going on down up here, and if there's something going on Carolina Beach, we're not too careful about that. We need to be more careful that we don't conflict with anybody, including him.
Well, I don't think that's the case. We will have to conflict with somebody. There's too much going on in the summertime. You can't, you know, just saying that, you can't do it.
Well, maybe I have to decide right now. I'm just interested in the other questions, right, because I've been thinking about them. Okay, so do we have to vote on sending it to the Parks and Rec, and then are we going to advertise? Are we going to send something out?
Consensus of the board is that Parks and Rec handle it.
But how are we going to communicate it so people know, right? Okay.
We got one right here now.
If I could suggest, why don't you let us mull on this, and maybe I'll speak with him, and we can just advertise on this date. We would like an event. Anybody with ideas, come and talk to us. Maybe it'll turn out to be a greater event than a
And you represent set up events, right, ma'am?
No, she's
somewhere else. Okay.
She's with the Greenway.
Okay, I'm sorry. Sorry. Hey, you were being very quiet, and I was wondering if you were, and I was hoping to ask you if it was an issue, but it's not an issue.
Could I request of the Recreation Commission over there that you look at the dates? I mean, we change it, or asked him to change it, because right around the 4th of July was a problem for police or fire. There had been problems in the past, and we asked him to have it earlier.
Yeah, and the business owners asked for it to be earlier, too.
Yeah. So look at, you know, look at several opportunities to be sure we're not conflicting with something really huge.
Yeah. Be on the shoulder season.
The intent was to put it out on the shoulder.
Yes.
Yeah. Exactly right.
Thank you.
So,
Thank you.
Can I just have some clarification?
Yes.
Are you only referring it to Parks and Rec to look into future action, or are you saying that the town wants to put out a statement saying we denied this permit?
Well, yeah, we got to do that. That's where I was getting to, too. So,
would we be better off just not to say anything and let the board get out?
No, I think we at least owe it to Mr. Scott to tell him we've denied your application for non-payment and we're not considering you for 2013. That's what I think. I don't think you leave people hanging. Right? I mean, he could have been here easily, right? But the issue is, I think it's a letter from council. We've denied your application permit for 2013 based on not paying 2012. We will not reconsider it this year. We are pursuing other options. And then, do you guys agree with that? Is it too hard? I mean,
I second that.
That's my motion.
That was a long motion.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Can you say that one more time?
Yes.
Slowly.
Certified letter from the town council to set up events. Mr. Scott, based on non-payment of 2012 fees, we're denying your application for 2013. It will not be reconsidered for 2013. Okay. So you can come back next year if he wants to do it in 2014.
Right.
That's my motion.
I second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Foot wash station at Ivy Crossover. Sonny? Did you get the last
cardboard box?
David, and you were going to get some meters, or Emily wanted a meter at the ocean front and all this stuff?
What do you want? Emily, I can talk to you about this.
How much we think it would cost, which I think you have to go
into the meeting. The cost is probably going to be for parts and pieces and stuff. It's going to be around $900.
How much a meter? What?
First time I've heard about a meter. What I was talking about was the ones like so many other beaches have that are either stone or concrete, that have a shower at the top and a shower at the bottom.
Oh, so you want showers instead of foot showers.
Well, it could just be a foot one, but you don't turn it on and it stays on. You just push a button and it comes on,
yeah,
and then it goes off.
Yeah, those push buttons don't work too good.
And, well, I mean, every beach I've been to except for Carolina Beach and Kiri Beach has these.
They probably have Wrightsville and Sunset Beach and Ocean Isle.
And,
well, we tried to push button ones before, too, down here, and that didn't work too good.
Well, how do you keep them from doing the hose? It's one of the screw things that automatically, the handle that automatically turns off.
Why don't we put Emily in charge of finding a push button one?
Well, first let's talk about the cost. I mean, so I'd like to know the cost for one because there's seven public beach accesses.
So we've decided to put one in.
No, that's what I wanted to cost. Okay. You said $900.
It's about $900. It's going to probably take us about somewhere around 16 man hours to put in.
Right.
And is that because of digging the pipe? Because the hose doesn't cost $900.
The hose is not going to cost that much.
Thank you.
And so that's just at one access.
That would be an eye of a day.
$900 for one.
Right.
Estimated.
Estimated.
Okay. No problem.
And so, I mean, I understand why we have one at K Avenue. That's our business district. But everyone at all the other beach accesses are getting into their cars and going somewhere. So it's their car problem.
I know. Do we need it at every single crossover?
Well, if we're going to put it at I, why aren't we putting it at E and F and G?
Do you have any, you know, recommendations for which ones should happen and which ones should not?
My recommendation is, Emily, is to, for the people to bring a plastic water bottle.
That's what I did.
When they get on the beach, they can drink the water. And then when they get through, they go down there and get a little bit of ocean water in it, put a cap on. And when they're leaving, they can take that and wash your feet off.
That's what you have to do down the south end.
And you know something even better than that, we have a recycling can at each one of the beach accesses, and they put that plastic can over right in the recycling can.
Yes, Tony.
So we're good all the way around.
As the chairman of SLAP, and I'm backing Sunny, $900, you're going to open up the can of worms, like I said last time when it was coming up. Everyone is going to want one. You've got 8 letter entrances. So 8 times $900, and then we have the water, we have the meter, we have Sonny's men, again, that have to maintain this. I just think it's a very expensive way to go.
Well, Tony, who brought it up originally?
I did.
Yes, the citizen approached the mayor.
No, I did not want it. No, I did not want it, Emily.
Well, I just want to know who did.
No, a person called me and asked me that they brought it up.
Yeah, he called me
on the agenda.
Turned him on to me.
Okay. No.
But as the SLAP chairman, you're just opening up a can of worms because you're going to go throughout the whole strand, and it's too much on the town, too much on public works. And it's too expensive to have people wash their feet, let them go home, put sand on their feet, or dry them off.
Yeah.
It's you don't want to be nasty or nothing, but it's just the way of life right now. The economy.
Well,
it's
worked.
So
it's worked fine for so many years. I mean, but
yes,
yeah. I just get along and I'll do whatever y'all say.
Okay. Thank you.
What we have is because of the water charge.
Yeah.
According to this, it's $1,500 a year.
Well, I make a motion we drop this for now because I remember when I had to do it, it was a pain in my to maintain those spigots.
Yeah,
we were called out at 2 in the morning. Oh, that spigot's running over.
Right. That, and I said
somebody had to go out there, and it's a loss in those
water.
Right,
so all the calls. Very good. Thank you, Shane.
I'll second your motion.
Thanks, sir.
So you can tell them, whoever asked you guys, that, sorry, the town's not willing to pay for it.
Thank you.
Don't use my name. I don't know. That was town council. That was town council. You have to use it.
There was a motion by Steve, a second by David. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you.
You must.
Part-time Kiri Beach Parks and Recreation staff position. And Nancy, you have 6 months funding for a...
I have $15,000 for the year for a part-time person in my budget that you approved.
And... with the Oceanfront Park coming online in November or December, do we need to, and I'm asking council this, do we need to initiate looking for a part-time person, or
when would you start? January 1? Yeah, let's go ahead and start looking.
Yeah.
Get them on board in January.
Well, 15,000, I guess it'll last from January to June, right? If you start them?
That was a base of a maximum of $15 an hour for no more than 20 hours a week.
Well, you didn't have 15, but...
Does that get from January to June 30th? Sorry, I can't do the math in my head.
Yeah.
Yes, okay.
It does?
Okay.
Who's going to look for that person?
Advertise, I guess.
Is it going to have somebody?
No, not.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, we'll have to advertise.
We got somebody.
Job description. Yes.
Yeah, so
that's whoever's going to
be cleaning up downtown at the park and all.
No.
You guys doing a great job. Great job.
Your intern for Parks and Rec did an initial job description. Yes. We may need to tweak that. So I had held off. I kind of wanted to talk to Parks and Rec and possibly Community Center because we need to know what we expect this person to do. And if it's just the ocean but park, I'm not sure that's going to be enough.
No.
It needs to be
enough work. We have a situation with what we're doing now, Parks and Rec, how we collect the money. We have the instructors doing that. We would really like to get away from that. We've done it that way mainly because we just don't have enough staff in here to keep up with registering and taking the money. So that's something that I had envisioned for this person to do some too. Maybe have just certain days a week that it sign up for the tennis class and bus trips and whatever else. And I've heard by word of mouth from the Community Center ladies that they would be more than happy to not have to do the booking for the Community Center, but then that's certainly something this person can do. But I guess from my perspective, once we start this, I'm hoping there's a commitment from council that funding is going to continue to be there.
Could you work with Parks and Rec first to come up with a job description for us?
We can. Now, the question would be that Parks and Rec would be maybe a primary duty, but not the... So the Oceanfront Park would be a primary responsibility, but maybe not the only responsibility.
Correct.
I would think looking for both the Community Center and the Oceanfront Park, I would think that would help coordinate, particularly if you're going to have a landing.
And anything with Joe Weeks Park?
And another... And then any of the classes, maybe being the coordinating person for the classes, and admin person helping with things like doing now the procedures and processes for the Oceanfront Park.
Special events.
Well, could you guys just,
sit
down and work it in?
Yeah, so can you bring that back, wrap it up next month, and then we can vote on it? You can advertise right after next month's meeting. Does that work out? Does that make sense to council?
It makes sense, yeah. And I think Parks and Rec will have something for us next month.
Thank you, sir.
On the use of the Oceanfront Park, too.
Okay. Tell them, who's going to look for us? What are you going to
Well, we can advertise. I put it in my budget. I mean, we have a Parks and Rec budget as a department, but we don't really have paying employees in Parks and Rec. So I just put it in my budget to start out with.
I think the Parks and Rec committee has a lot of input on too, but somebody needs to keep up with the person and where they're going to be, where they're going to work. I think that personally, you need to help at certain things, and if that's one thing you need to make sure they understand. You know, from the get-go, these are the things that I'm going to make sure that's in this description, so right. That it'll be taking care of your problem.
Right,
particularly with the money and with the instructors, and our preference would be for bookkeeping and better accounting is to have all the payments come through down hall for the classes and the registrations, but that.
So it sounds like our intention is to be ready to start this in January, and you bring the plan back next month for us to approve. Mm-hmm. Could you add in it who is on the hiring team, right? So you, someone, both Parks and Rec and maybe the building inspector or whoever you guys recommend, so we can tweak that. And then the next council meeting, we can approve it and then advertise.
Okay.
That sound right?
Well, she's going to be the supervisor, huh?
Yes, she'll still be the supervisor.
Right. So we'll be working for her.
Right. But I think, like she said, we want input from Parks and Rec so they can be on the interview team.
Right.
That's good.
Now there's an interview team.
Yeah. We got to advertise. If they're the best person, they'll get the job.
Okay. Thank you, Nancy. Let's take a 15-minute break, maybe 15 minutes. We've got to wait for them to get here. Yes.
They said 7:30, right?
They said 15.
Steve Shuttle, we're in Carolina Beach.
Yeah, trying.
Yeah, we're trying to get him here, man. If you notice, we're trying. They still have to call back on numbers. Can you put the bike path on your side? Even though I'm on the other side.
Oh boy, here we go.
Testing.
We're through the recess.
Okay. Well, they have to be open separately because they just gave spots.
Who? Hello, young lady. How are you?
We're discussing this.
I'm doing well. My name is Soraya Rashid, and I'm here for the Wilmington Metropolitan Planning Organization, on which Marilyn Beth sits on the board. And we have been, as you all know, have been working on this greenway plan for all of New Hanover County. And as part of the effort, we're trying to see what is desired on Pleasure Island. And what the current greenway draft is going to be modified to show, according to what we're currently thinking, is it'll go down Dow Road. I guess if you're going south, it will make a left on Alabama Avenue. And it'll go on the north side of Alabama Avenue. And I'm already getting it wrong, aren't I?
You can't get to Alabama from
Dow
Road.
It goes down all the way to K.
Yeah. All the way to K.
That's Carolina Beach just comes down.
One person at a time.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Okay, so it'll go down, and then it'll hit Kay.
Turn around Kay.
And then
Sharrows.
With Sharrows and on-road facilities, it'll go on to Alabama Avenue to 421. Is that still not right?
Well,
I think you might know better than I do.
I might give her the map.
Have you got one of these?
It does exactly what we asked for.
Oh, great. Well, then that's great.
We met last month and talked about it, and it comes all the way down road, turns on K, and then goes all the way down to the end of the island.
Okay.
Alabama, Ocean Boulevard, all of this is Carolina Beach.
Town.
The north side of Alabama is Carolina Beach.
Right.
Yeah.
And the south side is Carolina Beach.
Yeah, right up to where the
property
is. Yes. And David, you said something that you would prefer to go down the north side of Alabama.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the citizens are going to come, the same ones that came last time. They don't even want to go to Alabama at all. But
well, they came out to the thing over at Carolina Beach, and Mike explained to them it's on the north side of Alabama, yes, not the south side. And they just didn't want to be driving out of their driveway over
across it,
a bicyclist. So
that's good.
And Carolina Beach has a lot of really neat things that they're doing in their town, in their area. And what Steve was coming here tonight for was to ask us for a consensus. And even Mike talked about having the towns come to a consensus on whether or not we like this or don't like this, but I think Steve was really hoping that we would also support what Carolina Beach would like to have, and they'll support what Curie Beach would like to have.
Steve is coming to us to get our permission to sign a letter to Sunny Point that we're going to go along with this coming down Alabama Avenue and through the woods. They have to put a 10-foot fence up through all the buffer zone on one side.
Wow.
Yeah, and they're going to pay for that, $100,000 or something.
And Mike also said that he had talked to the guy over at Sunny Point, and that he said most of all he didn't want one town coming here, one town, this group over there. He wanted all of us coming together with a plan that all of us agreed to.
And one thing we have to remember is this is the last time we go to Sunny Point. So
until that civilian retires. That's all it's going to take. I mean, yes, the person in Savannah, that's all it's going to take.
If he ever retires, but anyway. So if we want to come through the blast zone, any other place, it's going to be hard to do. So.
Is that 10-foot fence stop deer?
Yeah, I guess it would slow them down.
I'd like to recommend they go back to behind the settlers and stop the deer.
Yeah, let's not do that.
And the people. They were worried about
so what? So what? So, I mean, I'm fine with this if the rest of the council is.
Yeah,
I'm
fine with it.
Do they just want a joint letter?
That they can do what they want to over to Alabama.
And because it's on here, and you're here, ma'am. That's right. That's right. You don't have to, you can stay however comfortable, right? The part on Dow Road that's drawn on this that you said Sunny Point is fussing about, in the letter we're going to request that as well, right? Even though the funding's approved, right?
Sunny Point is fussing. Okay, here, let me. The Dow Road project's been fully funded. It's sitting on the desk of the highway of the DOT guy in Raleigh. It came in 19% over cost. They're going to have to refigure it. They're going to have to give it bids again.
Right.
Sunny Point is saying they're snarling a little bit because they say that is a federal highway that the state has no jurisdiction over. But
okay.
I think Miss or Karen, what's your last name? Nancy. Anyway, they'll work it out if we leave it alone. Now, this greenway and this shows it coming down through here, that was going to be phase two. It wasn't going to be in this part of it.
Yeah, okay.
So this is what we want in the future.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got the message.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Do we need a vote or anything, Nancy?
We have to.
Do we have to make a motion and a vote, Nancy?
Yeah, we have to vote to sign it.
I make a motion that we agree to sign a document with Carolina Beach in support of the Greenway project throughout Pleasure Island.
As it's drawn.
As it's drawn.
I'll second it. Yes, we think so. Do you need something separate for the MPO? Which one are you looking
at? What did you say?
That's K.
That's K. That's K. Not Alabama.
That's K.
Alabama is way over here.
Kent, is there a blown up picture of this?
Yeah. The second
one. Alabama is right here.
All in favor? Signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
There's K. There's Alabama.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Okay.
What is now?
Here.
He suggested that this was right here. Bike path goes down the end.
Oh,
I
want to
add that as part of the overall.
Oh, yeah.
What we're doing here is the whole.
Right.
Yeah, it's on the
whole county.
Even on Atlantic Avenue?
Yeah.
There's not enough room.
No.
This is what's already there.
Yeah, he was talking about
that meeting. He drew the Atlantic Avenue thing he asked for in the plan. And I imagine that's now part of the plan. But he was going to go back and correct.
That's what that is. Right there.
Yeah, no, it's not on here.
I don't see Atlantic Avenue.
I have it on mine.
No, that's not Atlantic. That's 421.
Yeah,
Atlantic's one over.
Atlantic's over here.
Because it'll be in front of
you. Can you ask the people TMPO, or I'll ask them, whatever. We wanted to include the Sharrows along Atlantic Avenue.
Which is
from the end of the
Cave.
So,
Astron on
the
map, with Sharrows along and
Atlantic Avenue.
And a multi-use path or some trail to be still discussed along Alabama.
What?
No, Alabama's okay.
Alabama's okay.
Alabama's okay.
Okay.
We're just concerned about Atlantic Avenue.
Where it comes around K, you know, where Dow Road turns into K, comes to the end, we want some Sharrows to go across the street and go up Atlantic Avenue. And hopefully keep the traffic going our way. Okay.
Can't we just do that ourselves?
We could.
They all pay for it. It does. Just making a little loop.
And then come back out. All right. Anything else to come before this council? Hello. Anything else to come before this council?
We adjourn our meeting.
Yes, ma'am.
Is Carolina Beach drafting this document that we're going to join in on?
That's a good question.
I'll talk to Tim about it, yeah.
And you'll send it to all of us?
All of us will get it for us. Okay. Okay, Nancy?
I second his motion.
All of that.
Close meeting.
Okay, thank you.
All in favor, Sigma, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Well, nice job.
I think that should be right.
It is. We'll get you better. Something to strive for, Steve. New record.